Hello, everybody. What's going on? Liana Boris here, filling in for Rob Sesternino to bring you another edition, another round, if you will, of Ish. Yes, that's right. We're rebranding. As per the discussion of last week, we're going full Ish and formerly known, of course, as we all know, as Twish. But we are no longer in This Week. We are just in Survivor history. Now, let me welcome in the man who is leading this Ish discussion and all of these wonderful questions. It is our man of the hour, Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Liana. It's great to see you back on the Ish, because as our listeners know, you are one of the, besides Rob, who plays every week, I think the champion in terms of number of wins on this trivia show. So it's great to see you in the Rob seat. And I'm also excited to see how our competitors are going to do, because one of them will be facing you at the end of this podcast.
You know what? I am more than happy to relinquish that title. Like I was saying to you guys in the pre-show, I completely forgot that Survivor existed, apparently, because it was not on the air. It just went right out my brain. But you know what? I'm still happy to be here and ready for everything that you have in store for us.
Yes.
So Jordan, how's it going? How are you?
Doing pretty well. It's been a rainy week, which unfortunately has affected my baseball coaching schedule. And it's actually the last week of the season. So it's kind of too bad, because we've had a practice canceled and a game canceled, but we are playing tomorrow, last game of the season. So I am going to try to bring it home, baby. We're going to be all in for the last game of the season. But besides that, doing great. As things are, you know, Not back to normal, but things are definitely starting to get there, where I've gotten to see some friends, including one of the people somewhat recently who is on this Zoom call. He's looking around. It's been nice. How about you, Liana?
Oh, well, thank you so much for asking. You know, been pretty busy with work. Also raining here. This has been your weather forecast and your weather update on Twitch, of course, as we do here. Yeah.
How are Clam and Pearl doing?
Oh, they're thank you for asking about my lovely cats. Yes, love the humidity, love the heat, just their favorite time of the year. Yeah. All right, well, let's jump in. Let's meet our wonderful panel who is here for us today. The first man I will introduce, I have not had the pleasure of podcasting with him, so I'm very excited that he's here today. And that is the one, the only, Jason Reed. Jason, how are you doing?
Liana, I'm doing great. I was on the first Twitch Ultimate quiz, and I escaped with like a second place out of the three people coming on. So I'm hoping I escaped today with that rank, because I, much like this show, I am knowledgeable-ish about Survivor. So we'll see what happens.
See, Jordan, you're hesitant about the rebranding, but I'm telling you, Ish is where it's at.
Ish, yeah. It could be on a shirt one day, like Seeds Baby. You never know.
You know, I think about the branding opportunities. Exactly. Okay, well, let me welcome in a woman who knows everything, literally everything about The Amazing Race, but does she know everything about Survivor? Today, we will find out. It is the one, Jessica Elise.
I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you, but no. I don't.
Oh, and, okay. Well, we can all just go home then. We know now.
Yeah, bye. Good night. We can all just take the L right now. I was just telling everybody before we came on that I did precisely nothing to prepare, and I barely remember that Survivor was a show. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to get back on the Ish.
Good. We're all in the same boat. Hopefully no back injuries on this ride. Smoother, not so bumpy. And last, but certainly not least, a great friend of mine. It is Michael J. Clark, a.k.a. MJC. How you doing?
Liana, I'm doing fantastic. I'm very excited to be on Ish. And it was very nice of Kalish to invite one of his drinking buddies onto this iconic panel. So, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward.
Also, I was going to say, I've been drinking with you, Michael, but I don't think we've ever podcasted together.
That's true. That's true. It's first timer.
Firsts around the board. And also, MJC, you tapped into Kalish-ish again, part of the branding. You're welcome. It's fine. It's what we're here to do. Kalish.
If anyone doesn't need help in branding himself, it's Jordan Kalish. So.
Yes,
that is very true.
The Battle of the Jays here. We have Jason, Jess, and we have Michael Jeremiah Clark here. Sure. Competing, sort of a J. Liana, not really a J.
I guess I'll have to change my name then, I suppose.
You're in I don't know, what's the opposite of, you're like in the cold seat. You have to wait to see which one of these Jays that you're going to be facing at the end. They're in the three hot seats right now. So I think the fact that you're not a Jay just distinguishes yourself from the fact that you are like the final boss here in the Ish, the final boss of the Ish at the end, who will be taking on one of these great competitors.
Just just two letters down. Exactly.
It's the L and the four J's. You got to make a scene or something.
The L and the four J's. Yeah. Bop, doo-wop, boo-bop, bop, doo-wop. I can see us going for it. Okay. Well, Jordan, let's get into it. So we have four rounds, I assume, you have prepared for us today. And the three contestants here today will all be facing off. And then, like Jordan mentioned, facing me, the boss, at the very end of the show.
Exactly. And the score in the first four games will be added up. Whoever has the most points at the end of four rounds will be facing Liana at the end. Our first round, as always, is going to be Twitch list. We have three of these lists. I'm going to give you a category that's going to have multiple correct answers. And you're going to go in order, trying to give me a correct answer that fits the category. So we will start in alphabetical order with the first list. We're going to go with Jason, Jess, and then MJC. And here is your first list. And this comes to you from at Baggy Persona on Twitter. I have said before, I am willing to take ideas from people on Twitter. The Baggy P came to me and said that this was a good list. And I agreed. So we're going to go with it first. This list is made up of three-time players who made their Survivor debut after Survivor Micronesia Fans versus Favorites. Four-time players do not count. So these are people who have played Survivor three times and they made their debut after Survivor, Micronesia, Fans versus Favorites. There are 12 correct answers. As we learned from last week, though, sometimes I say there's 12 correct answers, and sometimes on Twitter, people say that there's more, and they're right. So if you give me an answer that is correct, we'll figure it out, even if it's not on my list. But I'm pretty sure these are the 12. So starting with Jason, you guys could take a few minutes, or not a few minutes, but take a couple seconds to strategize, as Jeff Rose would say.
Take your time to strategize. We'll start working on proving Jordan wrong when he doesn't have all the answers. You know, the "we'll figure it out" is a pretty great motto, I think, for Ish as well. You can put, I could see that on a t-shirt. Ish, we'll figure it out.
I like it. It's like, have a nice day.
Yes, exactly the same.
Yeah. All right. So Jason, Jess, MJC, that's the order for this first round. That will actually be the order for each round, but we'll start with the new person for each list. Jason, do you want to give me your first three-time contestant who made their debut after Survivor Micronesia Fans versus Favorites?
Yes, give me Tony
Vlachos. Tony Vlachos is correct. So you get a point. Jess?
Andrea Belke.
Andrea Belke is correct. And fan-made Survivor seasons don't count, so it is only three for Andrea, even though she did get to, of course, play with me on two fan-made seasons. Michael J. Clark.
If you're playing Twitch bingo, Jordan just mentioned voting out Andrea in a all-day game. Malcolm Freeberg.
Malcolm Freeberg is correct. And we go back to Jason.
Give me Jeremy Collins.
Jeremy Collins is correct. And we go to Jess.
Sierra Easton.
Sierra Easton is correct. And we go to MJC, doing well on the list so far.
Sarah Lacina.
Sarah Lacina. We just call her Lacina in this house. So yes, that is correct. Going to Jason.
Yeah, Aubrey Bracco.
Aubrey Bracco is correct. And we're going to Jess.
We're at the halfway point and I'm out.
All right. So Jess, if it doesn't sound like you have an answer, that means you will not be able to answer any more questions, get any more points on this category. So you're going to get an X. MJC, do you have an answer?
Coach Ben Wade.
Coach Ben Wade is correct. Jason?
Me, Kelly Wentworth.
Kelly Wentworth is correct. MJC?
I disavow what I'm about to say, but I would like Joe Anglim, please.
Joe Anglim is an answer that meets the category that I have given. Jason.
All right. Give me a second here.
This is where it gets tough. Jason, I'm going to need an answer. In 3 seconds. All right. So, MJC, this means that if you give me a correct answer, you will have the chance at a bonus point as the only remaining player left. So can you give me one correct answer first?
I cannot. Nope, oh. I can't.
Okay. So that means
I just got one.
It's a little too late, unfortunately. So that means that MJC and Jason both finished the round of four. Jess has two. Liana, do you know the two remaining players that were not said?
Ah, I'd like to pass the mic to Jason, please. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Pass the mic to Jason.
Russell Hance, right?
Russell Hance is one of the answers. Yeah. And there is one more player that you could make the argument, and I don't think it would be too hard of an argument to make, has gotten progressively worse in each of his seasons, and that is JT.
Oh,
yeah. As soon as you said one other player, I'm like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. So we didn't get Russell. We didn't get Jason. Well, Jason did get Russell, but unfortunately not for any points. But yeah, we have a 4-2-4 game, and we're going to go to list number two. Jess, you're going to start on this list, and this is going to be similar to one that we did last time on Twitch. It's going to be a boot list. This is going to be the Amazon boot list. Jenna Maraska won Survivor Amazon a little over 18 years ago, starting with second place. Give me the Amazon boot list in order. So Jenna is off the board. You're going to start with second place, and then we're going to go progressively to third, fourth, fifth. If anyone doesn't get the right answer, you will have to give me the next person. So, like, let's say Jess doesn't get second place, which I think she probably will. We will start with MJC then with second place. So, Jess, can you give me second place Survivor the Amazon?
That'd be Matthew von Ertvelde.
Matt von Ertvelde is correct. And MJC?
The Godfather, Ralph Fiorentino.
Wait, who?
Yes, he may not be here, but he's here in spirit, and he is the correct answer. Yes, so Jason, who is, we're going to fourth place now.
Might be one and done here. Heidi, maybe?
It is not Heidi. So Jason, you won't gain any points on this list. Jess, who is fourth place?
Butch.
Butch is correct. MJC.
Now it's Heidi's turn.
Now it is Heidi. And Jess.
Christy Smith.
Christy is correct. And MJC.
Mr. Kim Powers, Alex.
Yes, Alex Bell is correct. Jess.
Well, here's where it gets tricky, because it's one of two and I can't remember who went first. Is it Dave Johnson?
It is not Dave Johnson. So you get an X. MJC, you have a chance to gain 2 points here. So we're starting with eighth place. And if you get that, you could give me ninth place for an extra point.
It goes Dina, then Dave.
Dina, mm-hmm. then Dave. And that is correct. And Liana, do you want to see if you could, can you complete the list? Can you, starting with 10th place, which would be the merge boot, can you tell me the boot order of Survivor the Amazon?
Okay. So I know it's Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And Shauna Joanne. No. Oh my God, what was her name?
Sounds like Joanne.
Yes.
But not Joanna.
Sorry, about Jabiru. Oh my God, why am I blanking?
It was Jean.
This is a Jean.
Yeah. It is
great
Jean,
start for me.
Jean Herbert.
Our system is screaming at this as a device right now.
That's why he's not here, right? That's why you saved this question for that moment.
And then we have, yeah, Jean, Joanna, Dan Liu, Janet Goth, Ryan Aiken. And we are going to go to our next list. So MJC, you got 5 there. Jess, you got 3. Jason, you got 0. But our scores are relatively close. MJC, right now you have 9. Jess, you have 5. Jason, you have 4. So we're starting here with MJC. These are going to be people who have made multiple jury appearances, so at least 2 jury appearances, and each time they have been on the jury, they have always voted for the winner. And every time they have been on the jury, they have voted for the winner, but they had to have at least made 2 jury appearances. And MJC, we will start with you. In retrospect, I should have put these in alphabetical order.
Okay.
So control F is for Jordan.
Right. So point of clarification.
Is that a thing?
They've made the jury at least twice, but it doesn't have to be like every time they've played. Like they could have not made jury before.
Yes, it's people that have been on a jury at least twice, and they have on all the times they have been on a jury, they voted for the person who won the game.
Got it. Malcolm.
Malcolm is correct. And we're going to go to Jason.
Sarah Lucina.
Sarah Lucina is correct.
Okay, run this by me again. It's sure. People that have played more than once and they've been on more than one jury and voted for the winner every time they were on the jury.
Yes, they've been on the jury at least twice. And on the times that they've been on the jury, they've always voted for the person who won the game. So it is possible that they have missed a jury. It is possible that they've gone to a final tribal council and therefore not been on the jury. But in the two, three, four, whatever times they've been on a jury, they have voted for the person who won the game.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Was Andrea one of these people?
Andrea was one of those people. MJC.
Lex.
Lex is correct. MJC is two, and we're going to Jason.
Jonathan Penner.
Jonathan Penner is correct. Jess.
So I'm so blanking on people that have ever been on Survivor.
Jess, I'm right there with you. I'm like waiting for my impending doom in about 30 minutes from now.
Okay.
What about
Ceri?
Ceri is on the list. Good job. Yeah, it is hard. I mean, it does feel like the show has not aired in about 4 years. It isn't easy, but we're good. But you've all been correct on this list so far, and this is not an easy one. So we're going to MJC.
Penner.
Penner was said. So MJC, you
was he
are
said?
Out. Yep. Jonathan Penner was said by Jason. And Jason, it is your turn.
Gil Anglim?
Joe Anglim is, again, someone who's on the list. Yes. Jess.
Ty Trang?
Ty Trang. I do not have him on my list because he's only been to one jury. So that is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, that is correct. That's why he's on the list.
That's right.
So yes, Jess, unfortunately, you cannot gain more points here. Jason, as the only remaining competitor, you can gain up to two more points on this list.
I got a rundown of what's been said already real quick.
I don't think I can do that.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So I got a few options. I'm not sure if any of them are right. I'm going to go with... Give me Aubrey.
Aubrey is on the list. Yes. So you can gain a bonus point, Jason.
Okay. I'm going to say Coach.
Coach Ben Wade is not on the list. Because I believe he voted for Parvati in Heroes versus Villains. So you don't get the bonus point, but you do get the most points on this list. You get a total of four there, which you needed after not getting any points on the previous list. So good showing there. Jess, you picked up two. MJC, you picked up two. Before I add up the scores, Liana, do you want to give me, are there any answers that, there are answers that these guys missed?
How many total people fall under that category?
I have 19, but again, maybe there's more, but I have 19 and we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's impressive. Was Wentworth said?
Kelly Wentworth was not said, but I believe she voted for Gavin in Edge of Extinction.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I just assumed since she was on the edge with, best winner of all time, Chris Underwood, that yeah. would be the case. But, mm-hmm. Shucks. Yep. Okay, well, Jordan, can you reset the scores for us? How is everybody sure. doing?
Jason has 8 points. Jess has 7 points. MJC is in the lead with 11 points, but we have a really close game going into game number two. And the way that this game is going to work, it's going to be a buzzing game, which means, Liana, for the first time ever, you get to be the buzz judge.
Oh, my gosh. I'm normally just
Rob, and now it's you.
This is the greatest honor. I'm excited to watch you all slap yourselves in the head. That's truly just the best part of this whole thing.
In Liana's honor, Can we yell out 69 as our buzzing?
I think it would be too challenging. You'll have to pick different dirty numbers. We accept 69. 420 would also be an option. If you'd like to go 6,969, I would also accept that.
That's a
but
bad
if you'd
buzz,
like to,
it's a little too long. It's a wordy buzz. You don't want a wordy buzz.
That's right. You may disadvantage yourself. All right. Well, in the absence of the evolution of strategy, I think let's just stick with our names here. But this, the tapping on the head as the tiebreaker, I think, must remain in effect. So for those listening at home, yes, we will go based on who says their name first. That's what counts as the buzz in. But then if you're watching the video, you'll get to see some lovely little taps to the head, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Yes, don't go too hard.
That's going to work out.
You don't want to go too hard with the taps, though. You don't want to. We don't want any concussions on the ish. No, none of that. So we are going to go. As you know, the reason that this is ish and not Twitch is that there really aren't any Survivor seasons airing this week, except for Survivor Borneo. So we are going to Borneo. Liana, you said this is an honor. So appropriately, it's an honor and a jervis to be here in Borneo. These are going to be Survivor Borneo quotes. And these are all quotes from episodes 2 and 3 of Survivor Borneo. So just think about who was still around. Most of them, obviously, in episodes 2 and 3. I am going to read a quote. You have to tell me who said the quote. And you are going to get 2 points if you get on a correct answer, 1 point on an incorrect answer. You could buzz in at any time. If you buzz in and you're wrong, you won't be able to re-answer, but your opponents will. And Liana will be watching the head taps, listening to the buzzes. And are you guys ready to go? Any questions before we start? It's just who said it? That's the name of the game.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's start here. The biggest workers are probably Gretchen, Craig, and I can't think of the lady's name in the pink swimming suit.
Yes, I heard MJC first.
BB.
BB is correct. MJC, you get 2 points. BB, that was from episode 2 where he gets voted out. All right. So yes, Gretchen, Craig, didn't know that he was on Survivor, and I can't think of the lady's name in the pink swimming suit. He was referring to Jenna Lewis. Okay. If you were to describe your favorite lovemaking position as a food, which food would that be and why? That is a quote from Survivor. Doesn't look like we have any buzzes. So, Liana, this one's going to go to you. Do you have a guess?
What? Me? No, I do not have a guess.
This is Greg Buis, or Craig Buis, from the newly stranded Survivor game, which is a game that he invented, kind of like the Newlywed game. He had them his contestants paired up, and yeah, that was one of the questions he asked.
I wasn't going to lose a point on a sexual position question.
As long as something weird he would say, but I didn't want to get it wrong and give me lose a point.
Yeah, but I think that one, like. Who else is going to say that?
BB.
All right. So this is going to be the next quote. We got some maggots. We got the Super Bowl 2000, and we got the persistence of Dirk and me.
MJC,
say your name first, then you can smack yourself in the head. Okay, I know you're excited about it.
That's Dr. Sean.
That is Dr. Sean, of course, talking about the Super Bowl 2000, which he invented, and it sort of became useless once his tribe won the fishing gear. But yeah, I don't think he ever caught anything, but he did invent it. So good for him. Next quote. Greg is great. It's just good to have a friend.
Jason. Yes.
Oh,
who was it?
I think I heard Jason first.
I'm going to say Colleen.
That was Colleen. Good job. Jason gets 2 points, and we're going to the next quote. When Kelly, Sue, and I were on the raft, we talked about who we'd vote off. Sue initially didn't want
Jason.
MJC.
Stacy Stillman.
Stacy Stillman is correct. One of the often credited as like one of the first alliances in Survivor history. Didn't really last too long, but they were talking about who they wanted to vote for. But Sue was never really seemed into it. Okay, next question. It's on till the break of dawn, like hot butter popcorn.
Yes,
yes.
That was Jervis.
That is Jervis. I always like that. That was always fun.
I used that.
Yes, I think I have two.
Yeah.
That one has stuck in my head for a long time, and I had to use it. Okay. I'm going to vote Stacy out at the council tonight because I don't like her and I never will.
Jess.
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 That was Rudy.
That is Rudy. Good job. Okay. I've gone 23 years without sex. I think you guys could go 7 weeks.
MJC.
Jason.
MJC.
That was Dirk.
Dirk Bean. Good job. Okay.
I'm sorry. You mean Dirk Bean New? That's what we rebranded him, I believe, on the B&B. So I'd like to keep that going. Push that out to the ether.
MJC Bean knew that it was Dirk Bean on Bean that
knew.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Tribal council. It's kind of like Judgment Day on Earth, and that's like so daunting. You're like, whoa, I mean, you have to stand in judgment of your maker, and in this case, your fellow tribe members. It's what? A tough one. Okay, we're gonna go to Liana here. Liana, do you know the answer to this?
Yeah, of course. It's Dirk Bean New.
It's not Dirk Bean New.
Still pushing that.
Ramona Gray. Ramona Gray said that. I thought it was a fun quote. That was the toughest one on here. I just thought it was a fun quote. I didn't even really remember it, but I liked it when I heard it. Okay, last question. This is the last quote from Survivor Borneo. I even wanted to talk with the group about who we were voting for before we even go, but boy, did that not fly.
Jason.
Well, I'm going to guess Richard.
It is Richard Hatch. Yep. Weren't always receptive to talking strategy on that season, and Richard found that out pretty quickly. But Jason, you get 4 points for that game. Jess, you got 4 points for that game. And MJC, you got 8. None of you sucked on that game, which I can't always say the same for people when you're talking about Borneo. So MJC, you add 8 points. So you're still in the lead with 19. Jason, you maintain second place with 12. Jess, you have 11. So still a very close game, 19 to 12 to 11. And we are going to go to game number 3. But before we go to game number 3, Liana, how impressed are you with these competitors so far? They came in, they said, like, we don't even remember Survivor, and they're getting so many questions right.
I think they're doing quite outstanding. I would keep them on my tribe to keep the tribe strong. If the only challenges were Survivor trivia, certainly they should vote me out. I would do that if I were them. And I think that this is competitive. You know, MJC's got a little bit of a lead now, but you never know. The point values in these later games, I hear they've never been higher.
They have never been higher. Yes. And do you think, though, that is MJC making himself too much of a threat? Like, if we swap, are we throwing a challenge to get MJC out here? I think we might be.
Ooh, I think actually, I mean, obviously, that would be my play to Jess and Jason. I mean, I don't know, Jess, what you think about that, but MJC is quite the threat. I could see him winning in the end if we don't vote him out now.
I could see him winning in the end because he literally has 50% more points than either one of me or Jason.
Yeah.
Is this like, are the points like fire tokens, Jordan? Do we collect, can we pool them? Can we spend them? How does that work?
If you want to like give away points and you want, I don't know, like send me points, I'll send you some peanut butter. We can do that.
Jess, let's extort MJC for some points. Just kidding, me and you.
That sounds good.
Reinventing the way the game is played.
It's extortion.
Yes.
I think Jason and Jess should pool their points and then compete as a team. Is that how that works?
We could do that thing that you do in Monopoly, where if you're running out of money, you just pool your resources with another player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember my grandma and my brother used to do that sometimes when I was winning, and I did not like it. It wasn't fun.
That's emergent-ish strategy.
Those were my like two main Monopoly players that I would go against. It was a good time. My mom.
What
was
type of Monopoly? Just regular Monopoly.
Regular Atlantic City themed Monopoly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we also had Yankee Monopoly. So that's that was good too.
Is that like Boston? Oh, Yankee, like the sports.
Oh yeah, like the sports, sports? The sports team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sports thing that plays baseball.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, hit that home run.
They do a baseball
and other things.
Well, they don't really do that. They don't really get hits anymore. Yeah. But let's go to game number 3. A game that I think is a lot better than Monopoly. This game comes to you from Sarah Carradine, who has been helping me with the games all season. This game, and we've done it before, I am going to give you a name of a Survivor contestant, and each answer is going to start with a letter in that name in order. The name this time is going to be Russell Hantz, because Survivor Samoa began filming this week in 2009. One of the biggest names in the game took his first steps onto the beach and declared himself the Puppet Master. Who knows if he really was. Russell Hantz planned on making the game hell for everybody. 3 seasons later, he was the first one out of his tribe in Australian Survivor, which there won't be Australian Survivor questions on this quiz. So this is also a buzzing game. 2 points okay, if
so
you're
wait,
right.
Okay, so this is the thing. We're going to reset this, right? So it's going to, each answer, okay, it's going to spell out the start of each answer, right? It's going to spell out Russell Hantz.
Correct. And I'll give you that the letter correct. Before I read the question.
Okay. So we'll okay. Know where He's we a are. Professional. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the professional Jordan Kalish.
Professional speller.
Yeah.
Not I will make sure you know what letter we are on. Okay. So this is going to be R because Russell starts with an R.
Rodeo. That's my final answer because it's not your first.
Right, got it. Liana.
Thank you.
Oh, I get it. That's good. I like that, actually. Liana loses a point, though. Okay. No, Liana gets 2 points. All right. This is going to be R. When I played with Russell on Redemption Island, I found an idol without a clue before he could. When I voted him out, I wrote R-E. Yep.
I heard Jason.
Yeah, I think it was
Jason. That's Ralph.
That was Ralph Kaiser. He spelled it out R-E-S-S-E-L-L. Jason gets 2 points. Okay, this is going to be the U. I was a member of Stealth R Us and the only woman to win more than one individual immunity challenge. Yeah.
Is that Ashley Underwood?
It is Ashley Underwood. Yes, the next sentence was the U is for my last name, which I share with the survivor winner. So, Jess, good job. You get 2 points before I had to give the last name clue. All right. S. Though I started on Galoo, I felt more at home on Russell's Folafola tribe.
So, Jason.
MJC.
Shambo.
Shambo is correct. MJC gets 2 points. We're going with another S. I was out quickly when I played opposite Russell as a hero. On my original season, I was a zero vote finalist. Yes.
Sugar.
Sugar. And the Sugar Shack is correct. And now we're going to the E in Russell. I was a strong member of the Galoo tribe, but I lacked the agility to catch the kitchens. Yeah.
Eric Cardona.
Eric Cardona is correct. And we're going to go to the first L in Russell. When I didn't believe Russell when he said he didn't have an idol in Samoa. He said I was walking on thin ice. MJC. I was also the last one. Yeah.
Laura Moret.
It is not Laura Moret. MJC loses a point. I was also the last one voted off before the Samoa merge.
Jess.
Is
that Liz?
Liz Kim is correct. So you get 2 points there. MJC lost a point on that question. And we're going to the second L. I was the first contestant of Native Hawaiian descent. I was the only woman to win individual immunity in Samoa. I'm the only returning castaway from Samoa to place higher on my second season. If you don't know me by now, in my second season, I was voted out by my daughter.
MJC.
Yes.
I heard MJC.
Laura. MJC. Now was the time for Laura Moret. So I'm only going to give you 1 point. I'll delete your, I'll get rid of your little minus thing that I wrote. So I don't have to deal with that. Yeah. And we're going to go to the word Hantz now. We're on the H in Hantz. I never played with Russell, though we do have a strong connection. Along with Ian Rosenberger before me and Jeff Varner after me, I was eliminated by a verbal vote out. If you don't know me by now, the H is for my very well-known last name.
MJC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Hantz.
Brandon Hantz is correct. MJC, you get 2 points. The H in Hantz was for Hantz. This is the A.
Okay, that's cheating.
Is that cheating?
Is it okay? Can we vote Jordan out? Is that part of our new emergent Twitch strategy? Then we won't have to answer any more questions.
I have the super idol, though, so I'm just going to play it if you vote. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I have an idol that can be played at the final four. Okay. This is the A.
Incredulous right now.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Like, don't worry, Rob.
I should just save this question for the next time that Rob is here because he's going to like that one.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. This is the A. Russell, Tony Vachos, and I are the only castaways to play at least 3 times and only get eliminated once. I was the first castaway to reach Final Tribal Council twice. On my first 2 seasons, I won the last. Yes.
Amanda Kimmel.
Amanda Kimmel is correct. Jess is doing very well on this game.
I thought for a second it was going to be, and it's the second letter of my last name.
Oh, no. I'm not that bad.
Okay, we'll see in a couple of years, Jordan.
We'll see. Yeah, well, I might have to start like making things up at a certain point when I run out of trivia questions. Okay, I was the youngest castaway to compete on Redemption Island and the youngest finalist MJC. In Survivor history.
Jason.
I heard MJC.
Natalie Tenorelli.
Nat. 10 is correct. It was the first letter of her first name. Okay. All right. The T. We all know Russell loves hidden immunity idols, but I was the last sole survivor to win a season that did not have hidden idols. On Heroes versus Villains, I was the only previous winner not to reach the merge. Yes.
Tom Westman.
Tom Westman. Correct. And finally, the Z. I'm the Z that isn't Zeke. Although I never played with Russell, you can play degrees of Russell hands to connect us in one move through Boston Rob. I played one season being voted out ninth and becoming the second member of the jury. My jury question was, I should be sitting in one of your seats. I was a member of the dominant Rotu tribe, but both originally. Yes.
Oh.
God damn it. It's not Zoe.
It is Zoe. So you get points.
Good.
Yes, and you can give him the first name or the last name. Zoe Zanadakis is the correct answer to that question. So before we go to our final game, I am going to tabulate. Liana, talk to these people a little bit. I have some math to do. That could take a while. So let's get that going.
That's true. We should really give him just ample time to get through. I heard he still uses an abacus when it comes to all of this.
I do.
So Jason, how are you feeling? How has this Twitch experience been, your second time on Ultimate-ish Championship Trivia or whatever?
Not great, because if I added everything up in my head from the last round, I'm slipping down to third place now.
But if you added your scores from last time and this time, you'd be doing fabulous. So really,
more emergent.
Again, emergent strategy. That's what I'm here. Right. Sometimes you need a little bit of innovation brought in, and just here to elevate the game. All right, Jordan, it seems like you're done counting on your fingers. How did it go?
Let me see. Okay. Jason, you are correct. You are in third place now with 14 points. You picked up 2 on that game. You had 12, and that's 14, as I've been taught. Okay. Jess, you picked up 10 points and you had 11. So therefore you have 21. MJC, you maintain your lead. You had 19. You picked up 11. So you have 30 points. It is 30 to 21 to 14. And we're going into our last round before the final round against Liana. And the good thing is for everybody who's not MJC, this round is worth more points because you will get 4 points for a correct answer. You will still just lose 1 for an incorrect answer. So the penalty is the same, but the points are higher. And this game is called Complete the Sequence. This also comes from Sarah Carradine. I am going to give you 3 items of a sequence. You are going to provide the 4th in the sequence chronologically. You could buzz in any time. I think on this one, you probably do have to hear all the things in the sequence. And I'm going to show you how this one works. The example question is Richard Hatch, Ethan Zahn, and Brian Heidick. The answer would be Chris Daughtry. Is that the one from American Idol? I think it's Daugherty. The one on Survivor is Daugherty. These are 4 male winners in a row. So Richard, Ethan, and Brian Heidick were male winners in Survivor. Chris was the next one chronologically. So I am going to give you 3 items on a list. You can't just give any other item that fits that list. You have to give the one that comes next chronologically based on their season of Survivor. I don't know if this is a question that's going to come up, but Survivor Cambodia, though, while it happened after Koh Rong in the show's canon, it is before Koh Rong chronologically. So season 31 is before season 32, even though it really wasn't. But for the purposes of this game, it was. Does that make sense?
I understand it intellectually. I'm
sure. Question mark.
Yes. Yeah. And here's what I'm going to do. So, as I said, I'm going to give you 4 points for a correct answer. You don't have to tell me why. I will tell you why, or I will ask you why, but it won't actually be for points.
Are you a Backstreet Boy?
tell him
why.
Yes. I never want to hear you say,
yeah,
I can't complete Jordan, the sequence.
Jordan just wants it that way.
I want it that way. Yes. All right. So let's go. Let's start. By the way, sometimes it'll be seasons, sometimes it'll be names. We're going to start with one that is Survivor Seasons, and I'm going to give you Thailand, the Amazon, Pearl Islands.
MJC.
Yeah.
All-Stars.
All-Stars is correct. That was an easy one to start. Those are just seasons in a row. So you get 2, you get 4 points. My pen stopped working. There we go. It's back. All right. All-Stars, Philippines, Cagayan. This is a tough game.
This is riveting podcasting.
I love the silence. When people think their headphones have stopped working.
MJC, what is it?
San Juan del Sur.
San Juan del Sur is incorrect. So MJC, you lose a point. Does anyone know what the answer is?
Is Jordan allowed to Jordan, are you allowed to repeat the 3 items?
Yeah, sure. All-Stars, Philippines, Cagayan. All right. So, Liana, do you know this one?
No.
It's Worlds Apart. These are seasons that started with three tribes. So nobody gets any points on that one.
Jordan, you are so lucky Rob's not here. He'd be tearing you apart.
I didn't know how hard of a game this would be. I mean, I knew it was harder than the other ones, which is why I made it the last game. But
I thought it was 18 person casts.
No,
that was wrong.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Here we go. All Stars, Guatemala, Micronesia.
MJC.
Yes.
Heroes versus Villains.
Heroes versus Villains is correct. And it is, tell me why, MJC.
Returnees.
Yes, Returnees. That is correct. Question number four.
Okay, it's really time to vote off MJC and Jordan. It's a double vote out.
Why are we still final playing?
I think over this little drink we had, we got slipped some answers. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Fair. I have not seen
impossible to me.
I have not seen MJC in the time between I wrote these questions and now. So I don't know about that.
Sure.
So here's the next one. Here's the next one. This is going to be a good one, I think. I think you'll all know this, potentially. Token Sheens, Heroes versus Villains, Blood versus Water.
Jason. Winners at War?
Why? That is correct, but why?
Because Tyson played in all those seasons.
Tyson did play in all those seasons. See, we're getting the hang of it. Panama, Fans versus Favorites, Heroes versus Villains.
Jess.
Jess.
Game Changers.
Game Changers, and I think you know why, but I'm going to give it to
Suri.
That is Suri. All Suri seasons. That is correct. Okay. Fiji, Millennials versus Gen X, Game Changers. Doesn't seem like we have it. Liana, do you know this one?
Isn't this the votes? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, yeah. Jordan, Jason. I don't know. Yeah, Jason. Yeah, I call on Jason.
Am I getting points if I get this? Or
is no, this is we've already gotten to Liana, so it'd be... Oh.
This is unofficial.
Okay, it's unanimous votes, isn't it? No, it's not yet.
No, it's seasons that filmed in Fiji. Nobody loses any points.
We hate it.
All right. Here we go. Becky Lee, Cassandra Franklin, Dreams Heard.
MJC.
Yes.
Amanda Kimmel
is incorrect.
Jason. Is it Earl?
It is not Earl.
Could you give the names again, Jordan? My internet cut out.
It is Becky Lee, Cassandra Franklin, Dreams Heard.
Is it Sugar?
It is Sugar. And yes. tell me why.
Yeah. Because these are zero vote finalists.
These are zero vote finalists. Good job. Okay. Question number. Next one. I'm skipping this one because I can do that one. 10. Tina Shearer, Melinda Heiter, Ruth Marie Milliman.
MJC.
Oh. MJC.
Misty Giles.
It is not Misty Giles.
Okay, get like 2 points for knowing the category, but not the person.
Go ahead and repeat.
Answer.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, Jess.
Jess.
Dan Barry.
It is not Dan Barry.
I got nothing. So,
all right, Liana, do you know this
repeat,
one?
Repeat. What are the names again?
Tina Shearer, Melinda Heiter, Ruth Marie Milliman.
No, oh, I don't. God damn. I don't know, yes, Jordan.
I know.
Yeah. God damn it.
What is it, guys?
It's Suri.
It's Suri again. Yes, it was Suri. This is the Kasaya, the original Kasaya tribe boot order. So we have one more. We have Denise Stapley, Natalie Anderson, Michelle Fitzgerald.
MJC. Sarah Lucina.
Sarah Lucina, the most recent female winners. So that is correct. But instead of giving you 4 points, I'm only giving you one. I didn't take your points that you lost yet. So you get one there. Okay, I'm going to cross this off. I got to cross off one of Jess's. I got to cross one of Jason's.
You know,
so,
I would tell him to repeat what he's saying because the internet's cutting out. But honestly, it would probably make the same amount of sense of what's happening right now. So Jordan is tallying the scores. Yes, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't need to hear Jordan doing math.
Well, just somehow that Kalish math.
Just, It's, yeah, exactly. That's it's just like a Netflix show instead of just subtitles, Kalish Math. I think I'm going to start using that.
Math continues forcefully.
Okay, math boy, what'd you get?
All right, if I've done the math correctly, I have Jason in third place with 17 points. I have Jess in second place with 28 points. And I have MJC, who I'll get to put him in my scoreboard. Right now, there's an empty spot. I'm going to put MJC's baby next to Liana's name. You will be taking on Liana in round five, which is the regular Twitch rounds or the ish rounds this week. And you'll get to go against Liana. But Jess and Jason, you guys are not out of the game because you get to each be lifelines. Based on my screen right now, it looks like it looks like Jason's going to be MJC's lifeline. It looks like Jess is going to be Liana's lifeline. So let's do it.
Okay, we're going to put both of them over here. So I get both of them based on the layout here. And MJC is by himself. That's what we've decided. That's what they did with their pooled points, is that Liana, they jointly...
I see nothing wrong with this.
Thank you.
It doesn't seem fair, Liana.
Wow. It doesn't seem fair, Jordan. You had drinks with MJC. Nay, seconds Illusion. Before like coming on the show with
ago,
him.
And there were other Illusion. People there.
She had to delete all these texts you just sent me a couple hours ago.
This Word document was shared with me called Twitch quote answers. I should probably burn, shred that. Yeah.
Yes, I've already deleted it. There's no evidence.
Everybody, Rob here. We're going to get you right back to Twitch Ultimate Trivia with Jordan and special guest host Liana Boris. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at BetterHelp Online Therapy. Now, May was Mental Health Awareness Month, and all throughout June, Rob is a podcast proud to join the cause of destigmatizing therapy. If you're somebody who's struggling with relationships, if you're having difficulty sleeping or meeting your goals, if you're feeling anxious or stressed, BetterHelp counselors can listen and can help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional who's waiting to talk to you. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. This is professional counseling done securely online. Therapists have a broad range of expertise that may not be locally available in your area, and they have a service that's available for clients worldwide. Just log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You can schedule weekly video, phone, or even live chat sessions, and BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if it's ever needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So many people are now using BetterHelp that they're even recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/RHAP. That's betterhelp.com/RHAP. We'll get you right back to Twitch Ultimate Trivia in 30 seconds after we thank our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy. Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right. Well, before we go to the final round where I'm about to be decimated, let's check in with Jess and Jason before we head out. Jess, you're going to help me. How do you feel about our chances?
I'm sorry.
Same. Big same. But how was the experience? Did you at least have fun during this?
Yeah, I had fun. I feel like we all learned a lot.
Yes, we definitely all learned a lot. We learned how to spell a little bit. I think that was truly an adventure. Jason, what about you?
I had a blast. I got 17 points. So 17 more points than I thought I'd get. So I'm happy.
There you go. I'm telling you, keep it as a tally. Just add it all up over time. All right, let's get this over with. All right, Jess, we can do this.
All right.
So the way that this game works, I have 8 questions. It's 4 different categories with 2 questions each. Why is my podcast the one that involves like way more math than anybody else's on our age?
He's part of your brand.
I feel like I'm doing multiplication this whole time.
The maths are as numerous as seeds in the seed container.
I should have a couple more of these tally marks in my fridge.
The sequel is maths, baby, and then it's the like seed, the same.
Seeds cool.
I'm gonna draw that one. I'm drawing that one
this time. we have everything.
Just got math symbols in the little bowl. Like, that was what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what the little seasons look like. It's numbers and, you know, multiplication signs and whatnot.
Oh, boy.
Starring Timothée Chalamet. as the everything bagel. All right.
An Oscar winner, I'm sure. Okay.
Okay. So I have four categories, and there are two questions per category. The way that this is going to work, Liana, you are going to start by choosing the category, which means MJC will get to answer first. Whoever's the first one answering the question, so in the first case will be MJC, they will have the chance to either play or pass. If they play and get the question wrong, it automatically passes to the next person. So it would be for, if you got the first question wrong, it would pass to you for 2 points. If you answer it, if MJC were to answer it, he would get 1 point. If he were to pass it to you, Liana, you could answer for 2 points, or you could pass back to MJC. If it's passed back, he would get 3 points on a correct answer. However, an incorrect answer is always an X. If you get three X's in this game, you automatically lose, even if you have more points. It's only happened to Megan Z so far, but it can happen. So be careful with the incorrect answers. Any questions before we start?
No.
Mentally prepared.
Best of luck to you, Liana.
Lose, I will kill you first in Among Us if we do play battle. Again. I'm just going to throw that out there.
All right. So here are our categories. We have Rob Sesternino.
Oh,
we
God.
Thirsty Firsties. We have Sort of First One Out and Twish Borneo Edition. So our categories, as I said, Rob Sesternino, Thirsty Firsties, Sort of First One Out, and Twish Borneo Edition. Don't read too much into the Thirsty Firsties. It's really just Survivor First, but I typed Thirsty Firsties. I was like, this is staying.
Yep. Look at him go.
Guys, stay tuned for the next Ultimate Ish, where Thirsty Firsties is going to be the across 100%.
So excited. Oh, okay.
Sorry, Carradine.
Let's get this out of the way. Let's go Rob Sesternino.
Okay, Rob Sesternino. This question is going to Michael J. Clark for 1 point, or you could pass. During the Survivor the Amazon tribe swap, which two men swapped to New Jabiru with Rob? You need to give me both for a correct answer, and of course you have Jason if you need your lifeline.
I remember correctly. They both took a shining to Shauna. Give me Matt and Alex.
Matt and Alex is correct. So MJC, you start off with the point, and you are now going to choose the category for Liana.
We'll finish Rob Sesternino.
All right, we're rounding up the category.
No.
This is for Liana. Rob always voted for the person who went home at each time he cast a vote in Survivor the Amazon. However, who was voted out at the only tribal in which Rob was part of a plurality, not a majority?
Oh my gosh. Define plurality, please, okay, for those of us at home and also me.
Sure. So the person that Rob voted out got more votes than any other person at tribal council. However, it was either half of the votes cast or less than half of the votes cast. It wasn't a majority of votes. So if there were 8 votes cast, this person got 4 or fewer votes, but it just happened to be the most out of the people at tribal.
Ring, ring.
It looks like Liana is going to her lifeline. Jess. Liana is here. What? She has 0 points, and she's playing against MJC. Jessen, we have a question. Should I read the question?
Because new Liana phone, who dis?
I will read the question again. Liana is using her lifeline. Rob always voted for the person who went home each time he cast a vote in Survivor the Amazon. However, who was voted out at the only tribal in which Rob was part of, in which Rob was part of a plurality, not a majority?
Okay, so that means 3 different people got votes is what that means. And I'm trying to think of times when could this be. I'm trying to, it's one of those, like, I think it's one of the early merge votes.
Oh, yes. What? Don't let them hear.
That's okay. Fine. You could always pass.
The first vote. Jordan, I'm whispering. I'm talking to Jess.
Oh, maybe it is the first vote. It could be Ryan. I think it's a good guess.
Okay, don't tell him, JC and Jason.
I won't.
Okay. Okay, Jordan, I think we're going to answer.
You're going to answer, and I didn't hear that conversation, so I don't know who you're calling.
That's right, yeah.
There's a lot of silence that you guys in for a while.
I know. Again, bad podcasting to have it be so silent for so long. We were on the other line, okay? I think, because I'm trying to remember, I think this is the only time, at least that Rob voted, where there were three people. So I'm going to go with Ryan.
Ryan Aiken was voted out by a 4-3-1 vote.
Yes!
So that is correct. You get a point. Good job.
Okay. Good job, Jess.
Jess, came in as a lifeline. And there are no lifeline. Actually, MJ Cisco has a lifeline. We'll see. It's fun. Lifelines are fun.
See?
Okay. Liana, you are choosing the category now for MJC. You could go Thirsty Firsties, sort of first one out, or Twish Borneo edition.
I want to see what Thirsty Firsties is. So let's go ahead and open that unfortunate box.
Firsties. Okay, this is going to MJC. Who was the first juror in Survivor history to cast the lone final tribal council vote for the runner-up of their season? Who was the first juror in Survivor history to cast the lone final tribal council vote for the runner-up of their season?
Wait, what?
Should I say this in English?
I understand the question. If you want to repeat it, you can.
If MJC knows the answer, then why are the rest of us bothering?
Do you want me to explain it without my trigger? So basically, it's the person who... There's someone
voted last.
Survivor, yes, who came in second place. They were the runner-up on their season, and they only received one vote. Every other second place person before this person received more than a vote.
Oh.
So it's the first juror who cast this vote. It was one vote for the runner up of the season. It's the first time that happened. Who cast this vote?
Okay, I'm gonna go for it.
Okay, MJC.
That it was Christy Smith.
Christy Smith is incorrect. So MJC, you get an X. Liana, you can either now answer for 2 points, or you could choose not to answer and you won't lose points, you won't get an X, but it's up to you.
Okay, one more time for the people in the back, but I'm gonna say it, okay, to make sure. I'm gonna repeat back in my own words. Okay, so this is the first person who came in second place in Survivor that got one vote. But it's not that person. It's a person who cast that vote
for
that one person.
Correct.
Okay, I'm a genius. It's fine. Okay, I actually think we're going back to Amazon here, right? This is Butch, right?
Butch for 2 points is correct. Liana, you take
it. Oh my god!
One lead. Christy Smith did not vote for Matthew Vonnerfelder, who was the first. She said she wouldn't cast a vote for the evil stepsisters, but she did. Christy Smith and Butch, of course, voted for Matthew because they were best friends. We are going to go to the next question, and I believe now MJC, you are choosing the category for Liana. Just to accept the score, Liana has a 3-1 lead. MJC has one X, two more X's, and MJC is out the game. Choose the category.
What about not quite first one out? Is that one
of the sort of first one out? Yes,
sort of first one out. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Okay. So this is going to go to Liana. Of players who played on the Yanuya tribe of Survivor Ghost Island, who was voted out earliest in the game? So of anyone who at any point played on the Yanuya tribe of Survivor Ghost Island, who was voted out earliest in the game?
Oh my god. I literally did the Ghost Island rewatch. I literally just watched it. Okay. Yanuya was the purple one? Wait. Jess?
Are you allowed to call on me now?
You've already used your lifeline, Liana. So unfortunately, I cannot.
Oh my God. Because it was Navidi. No, because we're going to stay Navidi strong. So obviously that one's wrong. Okay. So Yunuya must be the third tribe. I'm talking it out loud. Obviously, I'm going to answer the question. So MJC, just don't say anything. Okay. Okay. So Yunuya. So that was the green tribe. And they never lost. So it must be when they went to the merge. So, oh my God, it's Chris Noble.
Chris Noble for 1 point is correct. Liana, you take a 4-1 lead. You knew you was green. Like, you know, you knew you want to leave me, but you refused to let me go. 4-1. And now, Liana, you are choosing.
Oh my God.
Category
like
for
stressful
MJC who needs to do a little catching up.
Okay. What are my categories left for?
You still have thirsty first. Still have thirsty firsties. You still have sort of first one out, and then we have two from Twitch Borneo edition.
Okay, let's try Twitch Borneo edition. Let's see what those questions sound like.
Okie dokie. All right, this is going to be for MJC. Who defeated? And the reason it's called Twitch Borneo edition. This is actually This Week in Survivor History. It's the only episode from This Week in Survivor History. Who defeated Jervis in the final round of the grub eating immunity challenge, sealing it for the Tagi tribe?
I'm trying to read Leon's face right now.
Oh my gosh. Going blank. I don't know. Don't even look at me.
And remember, MJC, you do have Jason. You still have your lifeline left.
No,
we have not connected the Jason phone yet.
Dilemma gang, and everyone is like listening. This is rolling their eyes, and I'm sorry that I'm obnoxious. I know what the answer is, but I don't know if Liana knows what the answer is. So I'm going to roll the dice and try to go for three.
Version gameplay, isn't this?
Double dare strategy.
Wait, why did I just say that like Yoda? It's like emergent gameplay, isn't this?
Just answer it, bro.
Do I do it now or do I do it like, because I have to do it eventually to catch up.
Unless I get it wrong, right? Because there's still two questions. There's still two questions left.
Yeah. Okay. All right, it's Stacey.
Stacey Stillman for 1 point is correct. MJC did know the answer. He got the point.
Did you know the answer, Liana?
Of course.
Everyone knows that, dude.
Yeah, it was only 21 years ago. Everyone remembers a specific challenge from 21 years ago on Survivor. Okay. And next category, MJC, you were choosing it for Liana. I've done a good job keeping track of whose turn it is to choose the category this time. I usually don't. So I've improved.
Let's
proud of you.
We're proud of you, Jordan.
That's, thank you. Yeah. Pat proud yourself you, on the back.
Thirsty firsties.
And we're going to Liana. Janu Tornell was the first person ever to go to Exile Island. However, Exile was just a one-episode occurrence on her season of Palau. Who was the first contestant to go to Exile Island on Survivor Panama, where it became a full-season twist?
Oh my gosh. I really like genuinely feel like this is a little like Slumdog Millionaire situation.
Let me just say this before you answer the question. I know they all started the game technically doing a challenge on Exile Island, but who was the first one sent there alone? Who was the first one exiled on Exile Island? Because I know people will say, oh, they were all went to Exile Island. So it's the first one who actually went as part of the twist.
Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, the Young Women's Tribe was the one who lost that first reward challenge. I think it was it Misty?
Misty is correct. Liana, you get a point there. You have a 5-2 lead, and you are choosing the category for Michael Jerome Clark.
Okay, and I have Borneo left, and I have sort of first ones out.
Sort of first one out and Borneo are the two options.
Okay, let's go sort of first ones out.
Okay. Of players who played on the Bayan tribe of Survivor Cambodia, who was voted out earliest in the game? This is a question for MJC. Of the players who played on the Bayan tribe of Survivor Cambodia, who was voted out earliest in the game?
Pass.
Okay, passing, that is the correct mathematical
decision. Oh my gosh,
decision.
I was like, oh, I don't have to think about this. Why? okay, So if I okay, quick question.
Sure.
Okay. For strategy purposes, one, what is the current score?
The current score, you were up 5-2. So if you were to pass to MJC and he were to get the answer right, he would tie the game. And if you were to get it wrong, it would still go to him. Like, so the question is going to go to him if you pass or if you get it wrong. If you get it wrong, you would get an X.
Okay, but I can't be eliminated.
I think we're at the point where nobody could be actually, if MJC get the next two questions wrong, yeah, he could be X'd out. You, I believe, cannot be X'd out based on the number of questions left.
Okay. So I think the question is, I think I have an answer, but I'm not 100% sure. So my strategy thinking at the moment is, if I get it wrong, even, it doesn't matter. It goes back to MJC.
It'll go back to him if you get it wrong or if you pass.
Or if I pass. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's worth it for me to just throw out my guess regardless, right?
But I mean, based on what you've said.
No, it is based on what I said. Thank you, Jordan. Yes, Leon, I'm validating you. Yes, yes. Okay. I think it's Monica.
Monica Padilla. Yeah. Very important. If you get it right. And you did get it right. So, Liana, good job. You get 2 points there. And that's going to be a 7-2. You know, we'll go to the last question. There's one more question here. We'll do it. MJC, unfortunately, you cannot catch Liana here. Here is the last question. And I'm going to open it up to anybody who would like to buzz in between the four of you, because the game is mathematically over. Twitch Borneo edition. Who received 2 votes at Survivor's second ever tribal council in which BB was voted out?
What is happening?
I'm waiting for a buzz from any of the four of you. It's not
my
points.
Internet cut out the entire time you're reading the question, so I don't know what the question is.
Mine too.
Mine also. Oh, really? Yeah.
Maybe it was your internet, Jordan.
Was it my internet? Oh, no.
Your internet's okay, so as bad as math, Jordan.
It seems like my internet cut out. So I am going to read the question. So what I'm going to do, the game is mathematically over. Liana has defeated MJC. MJC, as a Yankee fan, we have sustained another loss here. Read the last question. There's one question left. I'm going to open it up to any of the four of you to buzz in. It's not for points. It's just for bragging rights. First person to buzz in will get to answer. This is Twitch Borneo edition. Who received 2 votes at Survivor's second ever tribal council in which BB was voted out? How were the internets on that one?
I think I got it. I think I got who got 2 votes at the tribal council where BB was voted out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, B did get 2 votes. He just also got 4 more votes.
Okay, who got exactly 2 votes?
Jess.
I'm gonna guess. Was it Jenna?
It was not Jenna.
Okay.
Liana, 69.
Yeah.
It was Ramona.
It was Ramona.
Okay.
Ramona Gray, correct answer. Greg and BB voted for Ramona. So that was the last question. Doesn't count in the scores. But MJC, congratulations on defeating Jason and Jess to get to the point where you got to face Liana. Unfortunately, Liana was a little bit too strong for you there. She got the 7-2 dubs.
You bested me this time, Boris.
I will say, though, that was for sure the Slumdog Millionaire of like my seasons that I know well. So a little bit of luck never hurt anybody, but you were a very formidable opponent, MJC. It was quite an honor to go against you.
Mm-hmm. And Jason and Jess, you're both making Jess, this is like what, your third time on Twitch, I think. I think you've done it at least once before, maybe twice. I think twice before.
At least twice.
Yeah. So you've done it a bunch of times, and thank you again for playing once again and for being a lifeline for Liana at the end of the game. And Jason, you're making your second appearance. And so thank you for coming back as well. 2 times in one season. Didn't necessarily work out scoring wise, but still, you got what, 17 points in the first round? That's nothing to sneeze at. That's a good score. And Jess, you got 28. That's a lot of points. You all did very well. You all got most of those questions right, and they were not easy. So you for playing. Liana, thank you for stepping into the Rob seat and, keeping the wagon going.
And thank you, Jordan, for picking Amazon, Panama, and Ghost Island questions for the final rounds. I really do appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, yes.
And I think ultimately what we learned is it's not about the points, but it's about the friends you make along the way. And I feel like I really just built some really strong friendships here on Ish. Yes, that's right, Ish.
It's not about the bagel. It's about the schmear.
Put it's it on a shirt, seeds. Jordan. Oh, it's about the seeds. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I think we've, you know, Jess had a great idea for a drawing that she's going to do. Jordan has a new catchphrase. Jason also gathered a number of points today, and MJC and I got to have a lot of fun in that final round. So thank you, everyone, for being here. Let's say goodbye to everyone before we talk about what's coming up next on RHAP. So MJC, how does it feel? How you doing? How are you?
It all comes down to the questions at the end. I had a great time. This was much fun being with all you knuckleheads. And yeah, this was great.
And Jason, fellow knucklehead, how was it to be with all of us?
It was great. I do want to thank MJC for not calling on me as a lifeline for any of that nonsense at the end. Although I did know every single question. So if you would have called on me, I would have gotten them.
Attaboy, baby!
People are going to be all over MJC when this comes out. Like MJC, he didn't use his lifelines. He had them. It's like if you know, it's like a head coach that doesn't use his timeouts at the end of the game. What happened, MJC?
No, I botched the Christie question. I mean, of course, I know that she like famously voted for Jenna. Whatever. I was beaten by a better opponent.
Jordan, I appreciate you going buck wild with the questions now that with Rob being away, you really took your opportunity.
Yes, I had to. I never get to do these final questions about Amazon. I like Amazon. It's fun to write questions about. It's fun to do a whole Rob category. And you guys, you did well on the Leanna did well in the Rob category. MJC, not so much.
I really, really dislike you.
true friendship.
You thought there. That we came in here and we I was accused of giving him the answers, of being in cahoots on this thing, and then I think that was proven false by the final round. So that's
investigating this police. Yeah.
I was literally going to say an independent investigation will be launched regarding Ish and all of its subsidiaries. Yeah. All right, Jess, what about you? How are you? Also, what do you got coming up? I'm sure you're podcasting Walking Dead, all that. Yeah, and the other.
Pretty much Walking Dead. That's what I podcast about right now. Chappelle and I have one more episode of Fear the Walking Dead to podcast about. And then ? I don't know what I'm doing next. It's going to be cool, though.
Quite an adventure. Have you considered taking over for Jordan as the quiz master on Ish?
No.
Ah, yeah.
Who would want to do that?
I do.
And Jordan, yes. Thank you again, as always, for putting together a fabulous quiz that we all very much enjoyed.
Yes, it's been fun as always. MJC, congratulations on joining the winners pantheon, who will be going up. I'm not exactly sure exactly when this is happening, but we'll figure that out within a few weeks. We'll have some sort of competition between the winners at war of Twitch Ultimate Trivia, which is going to be really, really exciting. Leanna, thanks again so much for being here. Jason, Jess, MJC, awesome job. And as always, it's been fun writing these questions. Sarah Carradine and Felipe and the Twitter account that I mentioned before at Baggy Persona. Thank you so much. It's been great.
I believe that was Baggy P. I remember correctly, yes, you referred right. to them as. Yeah, I love that. Yes. All right. Well, before we get out of here, let me talk to you guys about what's coming up on RHAP. Rob is back. All right. Maybe not here, but like in general, he's back. Mm-hmm. And we'll be covering the 18th best season of Survivor, Palau. And that is with the fabulous Lita Brohman and Chantel Francis. So definitely look out for that. Also, we have Outwit, Outplay, Outlist with the iconic Merge Tribe names. Ooh. And Mike, Shannon, and Sasha will all be talking about all of those iconic tribe names. And hey, you never know when those names are going to show up on Twitch. So definitely worth a listen there.
For sure. I hope this goes better than the last time Rob Cesternino returned.
Snap. Don't worry, he's not listening this far.
He's already turned it off.
He'll get tweets about it though.
For your sake, Jordan. Jesus. Yeah. All right. Well, actually, Jordan, you and I will be back Thursday, whenever this comes out, Thursday, the 10th. We are going to be doing some Podcasters Mafia at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And I believe that's going to be live streamed to YouTube as well as the Twitch channel. You're going to be hosting that. You excited?
Yeah, I am super excited. I love hosting Mafia, as anyone who has watched in the patron group could probably tell. And any of my buddies who play Mafia with me on a regular basis know that's one of my favorite things to do. And now doing it, in front of a live audience on Twitch and on YouTube with the RHAP podcasters, who are always going to bring it. Can't wait. We're going to have two games, and there maybe some new roles as well that people haven't seen yet.
Ooh, very exciting. So Puya and I will be giving commentary for that while Jordan does his game master thing, running that joint. So definitely look out for that.
Running that jaunt,
if you will. Speaking of me, the 90 Day Fiancé podcast is out this week featuring me and Puya talking about 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After episode 7, Puya and I had an absolutely fabulous time talking about all of the just true disaster that's going on that show. Very similar to Twitch. And the RHAP Rewind is also out with I Love Money, one of my favorite shows of all time. And Mike Bloom filled in for Rob. So we have Chappelle, Mike Bloom, and Brian Scally all breaking down I Love Money. It's, again, a disaster and so much fun. Finally, become a patron of RHAP. It's close-ish to the beginning of the month, and this is the best time because you only get charged at the beginning of the month. So check out robhasapodcast.com/patron. And each week we have a different activity. Sometimes Jordan running patron mafia. This week, Facebook Friday. Hop on, talk to Rob. I assume he will be there, and it will be a fabulous time. Follow us on social media at Rob Has a Podcast on Twitter and at RHAP Grams on Instagram. I just recently did the Instagram takeover. It was a total mess and I had a great time. So the highlights are there. Check it out. And that does it for all of us here at Ish. Have a great day. And remember, Jordan Kalish can't do math.
I can. I do math very well.
No.
Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know it's easy bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.